This episode is brought to you by the Corkhead Wine Festival, happening on February 16th at the Hotel Lafayette. Experience wines from all over the world, local experts, a pairing bar, cheese stations, seminars, and more. If you love wine, this is the event you need to be at this winter. Check out stepoutbuffalo.com/SOB events for more information and tickets. This is Step Out Buffalo's Hump Day Podcast, your guide to a FOMO-free weekend.
Hey everyone, this is the Step Out Buffalo Podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Lauren.
And today we're talking about the best things to do this weekend.
First, we have a little mini corrections corner. In the episode we just did about the part one of our January 21 questions, one of our favorite vegetarian or healthy restaurants that we named was Merge. And we actually just found out, probably right after we recorded that podcast,
literally
that
1 minute after,
Merge is like temporarily closed right now. So they are not having the restaurant part be open. They're not doing anything for January. And then in February and March, they're going to be open for catering. But their website makes it seem like this isn't a permanent decision. They don't know if they're going to reopen. They're kind of just flying by the seat of their pants. So stay tuned. But we just want to let you know in case you guys get really excited to go to Merge. And then
you can't.
You're sad. Yes.
And honestly, we have so many questions too. So mm-hmm. We don't know.
Yes.
Don't ask us.
We're just telling you what we know.
Yeah.
Which is very little.
So, but there are a lot of other good vegan places. I know we mentioned Root and Bloom, the new Cafe 2 on Porter, is it? Villa mm-hmm. Verde
yeah.
Cafe. So, check
five
those
points.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Go to Prima and get a salad.
Right.
You'll be fine.
Okay. So, this weekend, what is it, like the third weekend in January?
Oh, wait. We have to talk about what we did last weekend.
I worked the entire weekend at Live Well.
We had Live Well Buffalo Fest, which was really, really fun. And
I'm exhausted.
With fun.
And now I'm still working on things as we speak during this podcast recording.
If you went to Live Well, you or saw any of our photos on social media, you might have seen that we had a stage with, it was really cute. Emily and Lisa did an amazing job. And it had chairs and blankets, and it had this backdrop that said Live Well with all these plants hanging from the ceiling. And Emily's
adorbs.
Emily currently has the plants in her hand, and she's
dismantling them.
Yes, cutting strings off them. It's called multitasking.
It was fun, though. It was so fun.
Did you find any vendors that you discovered or that you, like, bought stuff from or that you were like, holy crap, I didn't even know this was a thing?
Honestly, I just didn't. I don't like to shop at those things because if I shopped at every single one of our events, I would be literally the most broke person on the planet Earth, which I already am.
You're just giving people IOU slips.
I just go and, like, talk to them. Like, I was talking to the traveling beauty bar girl.
Yeah,
she was selling literally magic potions. She gave me like a homemade dry shampoo, but that was really the only one that I even talked to because my mom made me.
And she had a really cool machine. I don't know if you saw it, but it was an under eye, I don't know, like smoother or something. So she had this guy that she literally was working on. And she's like, oh, come over here. And I was just like, I'm sorry, sir, that I don't know you, but I'm just going to get real close to your face and look at you for a second. And she, I don't know what the machine was, but she put it on. It almost seemed like it was a vibrations. I don't know.
Like a depuffer?
Yeah. She's a wizard.
It was so cool.
It completely smoothed out their lines. She was really cool.
I mostly paid attention to the classes and the speakers.
The speakers were really great.
So good.
I finally got myself some CBD oil. I've been wanting to get some for a long time. I haven't tried it yet because I get a little nervous with those stuff. I have a very bad history.
Also got yourself some de-stressing oils. We've already used several times in the office in the past 2 days.
Yes, and I believe that vendor's name was Be Healthy, Be Happy or something. It was BEE, as in bee, like a bumblebee.
Aww.
And then I forget her full name, but if you go to our website, there's probably still information up. And then I also just used Over the Moon Soap Works, had a scrub that I bought.
Cool.
And I used it on my feet, and they were the softest things I've ever felt in my life. This is just becoming
You honestly got so many things. How much money did you spend, like, honestly?
Not that much. The CBD oil is probably the most expensive thing, but you get 100 drops out of it, so that's 100 uses.
Damn.
$40, which is not that bad.
All right.
And then, I mean, the scrubs were, like, $5. I got some microgreens from Rooted Locally, mm-hmm. which were are very nice and tasty. Those are only like $3 though. Like everything was very affordable.
Things, even though we had so much going on and it was like really honestly amazing, things I want to have at the next one include a tidying up category.
Yes.
And a weighted blanket, obviously. Because I was just telling everyone in the office how much I love mine. It, mm-hmm. like, sedates you as you sleep.
Yeah.
So.
And we want Marie Kondo to speak.
Yeah. What, like, it's hard?
No big deal. She's not busy. What does she have to do?
She's on a press tour anyways.
Exactly. Just make a stop in Buffalo for our level of it.
So anyways, if anyone knows any, like, local tidying up or organization companies, because mm-hmm. I know they exist everywhere.
Yes.
Come tell us, mm-hmm. please, and send us in the right direction. Because yeah. we want them to have a table and probably do a speaker thing and mm-hmm. a demo, because, I mean, if you're not obsessed with tidying up, you don't even exist in the world.
If you haven't thrown out half of your belongings, what are you even doing?
I literally told my mom about the show, and like 2 days later, I was at their house, and then she's like, oh my God, come look at my closet. And it's completely mm-hmm. immediately done.
Everyone on Facebook is just posting pictures of their beds covered with their clothes because they're just putting all their clothes out.
I am so happy for everyone.
Me too.
Like, so happy.
I feel just cleansed for
same.
The world.
Right.
I feel better because you guys are cleaning out your closets.
Right, same.
Okay, we should talk about this weekend.
We should move on with our lives. All right, this weekend, we have a good amount of stuff. We're gearing up. It's happening.
Yeah, it's getting better and better.
First on the list is Town of Tonawanda Winterfest, which is happening literally all weekend, Thursday through Monday. I don't know about that. I would check before I went on Monday, just personally. But this is at various locations in and around Tonawanda. Depending on, like, which part of the event you want to check out. They're going to have fireworks at Lincoln Park. Some events do require some prior registration and tickets, but it's hosted by the Town of Tonawanda Youth Parks and Rec, and it's a kid-friendly event, and like I said, it's happening all over the place. So ice skating, hockey games, magic show, fitness classes, live music, wine tastings, chili tastings, yes, please. A snow maze. Hopefully they'll have snow for that. Good luck. Free recreational skate and pizza party. So, like we said, there's something for everyone here.
Yeah, if you go to our website, we've got a link where you can find all the information. And it's 2 pages of a huge schedule with different times and activities and events. And some of these are ticketed, so I would just kind of make sure you go into it knowing that. So, like, the wine tasting isn't for free. You've got to pay for your wine tasting.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I double-checked.
Okay. Sometimes wine tastings are free. You never know.
It was like $2 a tasting or something, but you have to get a special glass, and
it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a labyrinth of.
So that's fun. If you're in the North Downs, check it out.
Mm-hmm. And then also happening all weekend long, we've got the Winter Blues Weekend in Ellicottville, and this is happening all over the village. So basically, the blues are taking over. There's going to be live music in all of your favorite bars. And it's finally perfect Ellicottville weather because
finally.
It's snowing, it's cold. And I feel like we've been pretty lucky that it's been sunny and wintry. I mean, knock on wood, it's been a little cloudy today, but it's been like that nice, pretty winter that you usually have.
That usually you have to wait till February
yeah.
for.
So,
that means February is going to suck, doesn't it?
I don't know. Do you remember last year? It was freezing until April, like through April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
I can't wait.
Work weather. Work season.
Hashtag work season. So yeah. So Madigan's Balloons, Ellicottville Brewing Company, Villaggio, the Gin Mill, bunch of different bands. Just go there, get a hotel, get an Airbnb.
What more could you want?
Exactly. It's Ellicottville season.
Call up that person who knows that person who knows the person who has an Ellicottville house.
Yeah, the one that you stay at during Fall Fest weekend.
Right.
That person.
That one. All right, next up is the Greater Niagara Fishing and Outdoor Expo, happening all weekend long at the Niagara Falls Conference and Event Center. So it's $10 for admission for the day or $20 for all 3 days. And tickets are only available at the door, just so you know. So this is actually the 6th annual event. It's the largest freshwater fishing show in New York State, and it features 170 plus fishing exhibitors.
Which is
so,
a lot.
Holy
that is
crap.
A lot of-
so many vendors. Literally, Paul just like looked up from his desk and doesn't know why.
Paul just got a really happy feeling all over, and he's like, I don't know what's happening.
But. Right. And they also have free seminars and speakers, so that's
does,
just
does
really
Paul
cool.
go to stuff like this?
Yeah, not, like, religiously, but yeah, if he can.
This seems like the perfect event, like the description says. If you're a novice, if you're an expert, whatever your level is, if you have any interest. Almost like Live Well. It's like Live Well for fishing and outdoor stuff.
Right.
Like, if you have any interest in learning more or buying stuff,
and it's
talking
only 10
to people.
Bucks. I mean, come on.
It literally is the fishing Live Well. Fish well, people. fish well.
There you go.
All right, Saturday there is the antique estate auction happening at the Antique World Marketplace, which is in Clarence over on Main Street, and this is happening from 10 to 3. They're going to have, it's a huge auction. It's these auctioneers that have been doing it for, I don't know, 50 plus years or something crazy like that. They've got tons of unique items that they've acquired from coast to coast, like furniture, military, I don't know what to call it, things. memorabilia. I was going to say paraphernalia, and I was like, that's definitely not the right word.
That too.
That, maybe. Clocks, toys, paintings, glass works, jewelry, tons of stuff. If you've ever been to the, or if you've never been to this, I should say, Antique World is where they have the Great American Garage Sale, which is one of the largest garage sales in America in flea markets. It's crazy. It's huge. There's 7 main huge buildings, hundreds, possibly thousands of smaller spaces all over. It's a huge complex. And it, I've been, have you ever been there?
No, honestly, it's on my 2019 list. I need to get there.
It's insane.
I feel like I'm really missing out.
We almost bought a cowhide rug from there. They had one vendor that had like restored furniture and that kind. I don't know. There's like different levels of, I feel like, antiques and flea market items. And yeah. There's honestly something for everyone.
I was going to say, like, is it like pretty legit? Like, is it worth me driving like 40 minutes or something get there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like there's kind of the cheesy stuff that you think of when you think of garage sales and flea markets. But then there's really nice stuff like that cowhide blanket and restored tables and really nice woodworkings. And they've got like sheds that someone builds. There's honestly, I can't even describe to you every single thing you could imagine.
All right. Into it.
So, that's that.
Next up, we have Sausage Fest, which is at Rusty Nickel Brewing Company. It's free to attend, so that's a win. And it's basically, when is this happening? Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
4 to 11:30. And Rusty Nickel, if you don't know, is located in West Seneca behind Ebenezer Ale House.
At my old dance studio, Steppin' Out Dance Academy.
Adorbed. Wow, that is like foreshadowing.
Right?
Oh my God.
It was always in the stars.
Cool. So this is an evening with great food, great drinks, great company, and figuring out who makes the best sausage in Western New York, obviously. So the categories include best in show, best sausage, best venison sausage, and best breakfast sausage. And why didn't my husband enter this as I'm reading?
Paul is dropping the ball this weekend.
Honestly, get on it. But, okay, this is really cool. So basically it's like anyone can enter their sausage, right? Like it's not like a restaurants only kind of thing. So it's kind of like a mini festival. It's not a huge place.
Yeah. I love Rusty Nickel Brewing. I think they do really cool things like beer mimosas. They enter our Bloody Mary Fest competition all the time where they do a beer-based Bloody Mary. They've got really great wines.
They've got a lot going on over there.
They do. And we just realized, if you follow us on Instagram, @StepOutBuffalo, they're dog-friendly.
Aww.
We just posted a picture of actually one of Elise's friend's dogs and another dog.
Inside.
Inside, just sitting with their beers.
Adorable.
Hanging out. So, cool. Yeah, I'm really into that event. Also, sidebar, if Paul's listening, and also Emily, why hasn't Paul made us any jerky?
It's been a while. I don't know.
Yeah, I know it's been a while.
I don't know.
Her husband makes really, really good venison jerky.
Yes.
With, like, cheese and funky stuff. It's great.
I'll have to bring some.
Yes. Okay. Next up, we've got the music of Led Zeppelin happening at Klein Hands on Saturday night. You can reminisce about the good old days. Maybe you didn't take your dad out last weekend like we told you to the Strictly Hip concert. You can take him to the music of Led Zeppelin this weekend.
What is this, Father's Day? I don't understand.
Warp is pre-gaming Father's Day real hard with all these events. So this event is super cool because they've got the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra doing all these classic songs. I'm just picturing the Immigrant Song like in my head going off.
I'm so into this.
I am too. And they actually have a ton of cool events coming up. I was looking at the Klein Hands schedule. They've got a planet show where they're going to show these amazing photos of the universe and planets with the BPO playing music, which I'm obsessed with. They've got Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone coming up in concert where they're going to show the movie with the BPO doing the music. They've got the music of Billy Joel, Elton John happening. They've got the wonderful music of Oz happening. Klein Hands and the BPO are
basically
on it for 2019.
Don't sleep on Klein Hands.
I just sent an email out to Ryan and I CC'd myself and I was like, go to a Klein Hands event.
That's so cool. I'm so here for the planet and the Harry Potter one and the Led Zeppelin one, but like that's third on my list.
Yeah.
All right, next up we have the snow roll, which is snow roll, not slow roll. It's like the winter version of slow roll.
It's an even slower snow roll.
And it's starting at Masada Chow's. It starts and ends there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's free to attend. You just have to bring your own bike and your own helmet, and you have to be like above probably like 14, I would say. And it's a 10-mile guided bike tour. If you've never done the slow roll in the summer months, they do like that. It's every week, right? On Mondays?
In the summertime, yeah.
In the summer. And so they do like a snowy version in the winter, maybe once a month or maybe even less than that.
I think they only do it only in January, yeah.
Well, you know, winter just flies by around here.
It really does.
LOL. So yeah, it's starting and ending at Masada Chow's, which will be super fun. And it's like a really fun community event.
I have friends who are religious snow rollers and slow rollers, and they have so much fun at these events. And it's a really cool way to explore downtown Buffalo and different parts of the city that you might have never gone to before. And you get to take it all in, visit all these establishments along the way. And it really is like a fun party to do. So
I'm super fun social event.
They're addicted. Like, they're obsessed.
Where you're actually doing something that's, like, good for you, too.
You're burning off the beers as you bike around.
I love those events that mix those two things together.
Yeah. It's, like, guilt-free almost.
Yeah.
All right. Then, last but not least, on Sunday, we've got the Women's March, which is happening at 1:30 downtown. This typically happens, I believe the meeting place is in front of City Hall. And it's completely free to attend. The Women's March is a peaceful march/protest. Started about 3 years ago. It was the largest single-day protest in American history, which is pretty interesting.
I can't believe it's already been 3 years.
I can. It's been the longest 3 years.
It's just like, that is crazy.
I know. So the goal of the march is to advocate legislation and policies about human rights. So they're basically advocating equality for all, women, immigrants, healthcare reform, reproductive rights, the environment, LGBT, all of that good stuff. And worldwide participation for this event has been estimated over 7 million people.
That's crazy.
Which is pretty crazy. Organizers report.
Much bigger than just Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. There's about 673 marches that take place worldwide on all 7 continents. Can you just imagine Antarctica's? Like, I'm just imagining, like,
that's
like
so weird.
It's like the two scientists that are on Antarctica, and then just a parade of penguins behind them.
Good for them. With like the little coming
pink,
out
with the pink hats on. Oh my god!
They could have just stayed in their hut. No,
they left the hut. The penguins are just wobbling. Okay, I need to stop. So yeah, this is a really great event, and if you want to make signs, you can make signs with the group at noon, and just yeah, the signs
or BYO.
The signs are one of my favorite parts of that. I love seeing the signs afterwards.
So fun to look at.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Mean Girls ones.
So many. So that's your weekend, and it's going to be a good one. That's actually a pretty good list.
Yeah, and then next weekend is even better. It's,
oh my God.
Like I said, we're on the up and up
the
now.
The 26th is the busiest weekend of the year.
There's a lot of wine events happening next weekend. We are warning you.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, drink some water this weekend to get ready for next weekend.
I think I'm going to a meat raffle, so that should be fun.
All of the things are happening.
All right, so we'll see you next week.
Yes, and rate, review, subscribe. Don't forget.
Bye.
Love you, mean it.
Bye.